I'm standing near the very heart of the new Russia, Tiffany's. The halls of this shopping arcade in one of Moscow's luxury hotels look like a convention of bodyguards. Lots of crew-cut, square-jawed muscle and designer suits, all eyeing each other suspiciously while their bosses browse for clothes or jewels or shoes. Vladimir, a musical artist, tells me he's been rich since he sold his first song at age 14, some 40 years ago. What's the most he's ever spent in one sitting?
Well, if I buy myself a car, I buy it for $100,000. And recently, I've bought some land, 25 hectares, and have paid for it $2 million. Or are you talking about clothes? If I like something, I won't look at the price.
Has your relationship with money changed over the years?
No, but when I lived in the Soviet Union, despite the fact that I earned a lot, I couldn't spend it the way I wanted to. And now I can spend it. That's the only difference.
After more than a decade of market economics, the oil barons, racketeers, and kleptocrats have been joined by a second wave of super rich. The newer arrivals are cashing in on Vladimir Putin's plans to sell off more state-owned assets. These men, they're almost all men, have fewer question marks around their wealth and are more likely to spend it here in Russia. And, like rich men everywhere, one of the things they spend it on is beautiful women. Nadezhda's entourage of unsmiling men stands by watchfully during our conversation. What's the most she's ever spent at one time?
I think that was in Monte Carlo, not Moscow.
Okay, I'm prepared, I'm bracing myself.
In Monte Carlo, я по-русски буду говорить.
I'll tell you in Russian. It was Escada Boutique. I went in and there was a new collection. And I see one suit I want to buy, then another, a third and a fourth. And I wanted them all. And I bought them all. I spent $7,000. For Moscow, it's normal, $7,000.
So is there a father or a husband or a boyfriend who has heart attacks when you go on these little shopping trips?
My husband, yes.
Does he cry when he pays?
Очень. Very much cry.
In a village 1.5 miles from the Moscow Ring Road, dogs guard ramshackle, tilting wooden houses surrounded by picket fences and birch trees. It's going to be a long time before the rising economic tide in Russia lifts this boat. But someone's reaping the benefits of economic upturn. A brand new development of big new houses is being built on the outskirts of this village. In some cases, right up against the sides of some of these, well, I can only call them huts. Walking down the narrow street, I meet two old women carrying buckets of water from the village's only water source, a leaky standpipe. I ask one of the women, what's the most she's ever paid for an item of clothing?
My dear, I get a pension of 900 rubles, about $30. What can I spend it on? We get all our clothes from our children. What can we buy on 900 rubles?
More barking dogs guarding another sagging house. 75-year-old Sofia Ilyinishna comes to the gate, wiping cow feed off her hands. I hope Sofia Ilyinishna's rich new neighbors like the view, because these commuters have built their house right up against her back fence.
Наша жизнь изменилась в худшую сторону. Рабочие, которые пенсионеры...
Our life has changed for the worse. The workers that are pensioners, they're nothing to those rich over there. This field here is the last thing we have in our village, the village that used to feed everyone, to maintain the country. And now they haven't left us a tiny bit of earth to let the cow on. Can you imagine? We used to have health care for free, education for free, no bodyguards. And now, don't let the kids out, bodyguards everywhere, criminals everywhere. Where is it all going?
Russia's economic transformation has yet to create that building block of social stability, a sizable middle class. Surveys here suggest only 6% of working-age Russians are middle-income earners.
Юрий Георгиевич, а почему нет нашего бомба?
Vladimir Solovyov hosts a popular interview program in Moscow. He says the problem isn't just that the cards are stacked against the little guy, they're also constantly reshuffled.
We're far from any form of proper economic development because we do not have legal system to make economic works. And the worst thing for the economy when there are no rules. So that's why every 2 to 3 years we're changing rules of game. And so who can play?
Kilometer zero near Red Square is where all the distances from Moscow are measured. Russians consider it good luck to stand in the center and throw coins over their shoulder. Vladimir Putin wants to release another $90 billion into the private sector by selling off more farmland, utilities, railroads, banks. But since even his own ministers concede that legal and regulatory reforms haven't caught up with economic change, the ordinary Russians here will once again be left casting their fortunes into an uncertain future.